Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode. This is season 5, episode 11. So, yeah, we're in these episode. We're in these season things now. So it's taken me a little while. And after I do it for about a year, I'll get it right. Numbers are hard. So.
Just in time to change it.
Yeah, just in time to change it for something else. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we'll be doing season 6 here in a couple of weeks, won't we?
Yeah, yes. Does it start the 22nd or is it the week after the 22nd?
I think it's the week after. I'm not sure.
I think what we said is that I think after the 28th or something.
Something like that. I'll have to look. I'll have to look.
Because that will be our last meeting for the month.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be our Let's Talk meeting or show.
Yeah. Oh, I actually have a topic I want to discuss for our OK Let's Talk. I know we're not going to be doing the talking for that right now, but we'll discuss a title for it later. But I would like to discuss because this. As I've mentioned before, that I had a death in the family. My sister, one of my sisters, I had three. Take away one, I've got two now. I've got two sisters left. So I want to talk about not math, obviously, but I want to talk about death and being dealing as an atheist. So we'll come up with We'll come up with a title for the show when we get closer. But we'll be talking. I think that's a good idea. A good topic. To talk about. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to talk about because I've had a couple deaths in my family recently, and
okay,
I think that'd be something good to talk about.
Yeah, I think that would be a good topic. Anyway, so so everybody who listens to the staff meetings here, you've got a heads up on what we're going to talk about. Anyway, for hot stories, I hope everybody hasn't been living under a rock here. Ted Cruz has apparently likes porn. I have no problem with that. The hypocrisy of the fact that he says that people shouldn't pleasure themselves, and he wanted to get the police department to go around and making sure no one is pleasuring themselves, and make it a crime to buy dildos in the state of Texas. And which it's still illegal to buy dildos and things like that in the state of Texas.
Because are you serious?
I am serious. You can't buy anything like that in the state of Texas. If you want something like that, you have to order out. And you have to buy it through a mail service. And hopefully they'll be understanding and send it to you like in a brown paper package or whatever, you know, unmarked. So you don't get arrested for owning a dildo in Texas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's actually a thing.
Dogs online again. Look at that.
Yeah, look at those hot dogs. Anyway,
okay, I'm just trying to picture this. You know, the police come into your house, or if you have it in your vehicle or something, and they arrest you for having a sex toy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing. That's really a thing.
Oh my God. Ugh.
Yep, the wow. Bedsheet police.
Yeah. There we go again. Now the government getting into our beds.
Yep.
Wait, was it a tweet?
Yeah, it was a tweet.
On Ted Cruz thing, and he said, I did not click on that.
Yeah, he said, he goes, but the way, apparently, what I heard, the way I heard it, is that a reporter was asking about it, and he goes, didn't like that. Or, you know, he's like being real coy about it, but he did a what they did like an admission, not admission, admission. It's like, yeah, no, I didn't do it. It's real soft, like, you know. I was like, okay, you know, he did it. He's the one that did this. So, but the thing was, it was up for about 2 hours or so. All right.
But we know he doesn't like green eggs and ham.
Yeah. So.
He was very emphatic about that.
Mm-hmm. He claims it was a staffing issue, and it was inadvertently, it was a mistake. It was not a deliberate act, but we're dealing with it internally, but it was a mistake. It was not malicious. He did it.
Internally, in air quotes.
Mm-hmm. Internally.
God darn it. I'm already ruining the I'm just spoiling all the jokes. I'm sorry.
You know, that's why people are so turned off by politics now, because, you know, when they're asked a question about something, they totally go the opposite way of it.
Hmm.
You know, when, you know, especially if they're asked something specific, and then they give you an answer that's totally out of this world.
Yeah.
You know? Or just answer the question.
Yeah.
Be honest. And there's no honesty in politics.
There you go. No.
There is absolutely none. And that's why people are getting so turned off by this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, politics and public speaking is all about presenting yourself in a dignified way and having a response, and that's why a lot of times politicians need a staff of writers and things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's why the current administration tweeting at 2 a.m. off his toilet has us, we've gone from being very respected to being the laughingstock of the world, because
toilet tweets.
Mm-hmm. With off the cup. Yeah, toilet tweets. It's like, no, this isn't, forget presidential, this isn't even how somebody should treat their Facebook, all right?
It just isn't.
Yeah,
you know, the thing is the fact is that when Cruz was in college, he apparently had a roommate, and there was a bunk bed, and Cruz thought his roommate, his bunk mate up above, was asleep, and you could hear him going, you could hear him. Slapping the clown. Spanking the monkey. So.
Choking his chicken.
Choking the chicken. Spanking the monkey. Slapping the clown.
Having a war with Cyclops.
Yeah. And he's equated that anybody who masturbates is the same thing as adultery. I'm like.
Oh, please.
Or bigamy. It was either bigamy or adultery or something. One of those two things.
It's a natural thing.
Yeah. I know, right? So I would like to talk. Everybody's talking about this, and I want to talk about this because it's just so funny. It's just so funny.
That just, you know, I think that literally screws people up, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I'll put the link. I got a couple links here, so I'll put them both in there.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. I just gotta grab the link, the page here.
Well, the fact is, we have a VP who says, "Oh, I can't be alone in a room with a woman." Really?
Yeah.
Because our vaginas and our boobs are just so empowering that you can't reach. You can't.
Wait, Connie, women have vaginas and boobs. Tell me more. I didn't know this. Someone told me. I've heard rumors, but you got to tell me more about this.
You're breaking up, Packard.
Okay.
I can't hear you anymore.
Can you hear me? Hello.
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 I heard boobies and vaginas and boobs. 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 Boobs.
fire.
Fire. All right, there's the links in the chat room there.
Got him. Okay. Yeah, okay. I've seen this story. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
And disturbing. As Ted Cruz is. Why do all the... Okay, I have a question. I'm looking at the frowny face on the Guardian picture, and I'm like, why is it that every single GOP, from, you know, Paul Ryan to Ted Cruz to Trump, they all make that frowny face? It looks like they're,
well,
you know, just
all right,
ready to blow chunks or something.
Oh, okay, all right. I think I've got an inside track on that. All right, I had brothers that were in the military, and when they take when they would take your picture, they told they tell you you have to look serious, you have to look sad, just so you know, like whatever. You can't smile. My one of my brothers was in the National Guard, and they told him that they wanted him to not smile because you know you can't look happy while you're in the military. You just can't. I don't know why, but you just can't. So he was like trying to hold a smile the whole time, and then he let his guard down for a second, and they snapped the picture. And so it looks all grumpy and frumpy. So I think this is what they're doing is that the GOP, they don't want you to they want to look serious. They want you to look serious. You can't be happy.
Seriously.
Yeah, we're serious people.
God. You're uptight.
Yeah, exactly. Just too much too uptight.
God. Maybe he's got a dildo up his ass.
If he did, he might actually be a lot happier.
Somebody needs to switch it from off to on.
But oh, the thing is here. The thing is one of the things is the thing is here. The porn that he was watching was incest porn.
Oh, you gotta be! Oh, really?
Yeah, the mother comes home and she finds her son and daughter fucking. And she's like, oh wow, she gets all turned on and she like takes out her tits and she starts playing with herself and that's as much as of the video I actually saw because that's as much as the video that they showed online, at least at another place that was covering the story. So I'm like,
okay,
I didn't go watch the whole video yet, so I don't know.
But he doesn't like green eggs and ham.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you pour it on his sister and his mom. Oh my god. Oh my god. This is not right. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't need some goddamn ancient book to tell me this shit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's just that's fine with me.
Okay.
Honestly, yes.
Okay.
Wow.
but the story as a choice. I'm just like, I'm gonna go over here and just vent.
No worries, no worries. I'm actually looking for a tech story. Trump administration sued for over warrantless smartphone searches at the U.S. border. Well, that's not a good thing. Hang on a second. I'm gonna grab the link here. I'll put it in the side there. I haven't read this yet. I wasn't able to find any other tech stories this week. Not that I weren't for lack of looking, but I didn't see anything. So I'm over at TechCrunch.com right now. Let's see here. The borders with the wall fight looming large in Congress. Another kind of battle at the border is heating up. Wednesday, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, and the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, filed a lawsuit in the Department of Homeland Security over warrantless border searches in cases Elisdad versus Duke, two organizations that will represent 11 individuals who had their border agents search their computers and smartphones without any kind of warrant. Ellen Duke is currently acting Secretary of DHS following John Kelly's move into the innermost White House circle of the Chief of Staff. Yeah, that's not right. You have a right to privacy. I mean, if you don't have a warrant, you can't go in there.
Well, I look at the first name, Alice Odd.
Uh-huh.
Versus Duke, and I see a foreign name. Are they targeting?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't seen this.
I haven't seen the other names, so I really can't say. I mean, that would be, that might be a thing. That might be one of the reasons why they may be targeting people with foreign sounding names.
The case document is actually here in this story. And there's a bunch of foreign names.
Okay. Oh, there it is. It's from the EFF.org, right? Is that the link?
Well, as I'm scrolling down in TechCrunch.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. I see it now.
Picture, yeah, and it unfolds for you.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, these are definitely foreign names. Well, they had one, Matthew Wright. Okay, that's not a foreign name. Maybe he just looked foreign. Diane, well, and a Diane May, who's one of the...
he might have been a contact, but just because somebody has a name that sounds Arabian or Muslim or something, it doesn't...
That doesn't give him right.
Smartphone searches. They can search your smartphone? They do that?
It looks like they're trying to. It looks like they said they claim that you're technically they're not allowed to unless you have a warrant to search it. Of course, you know, most people are going to go they probably make them threats like, "Okay, if you don't let me search your phone, I'm going to hold you here. You're going to be held in custody for 8 to 10 from 8 hours to several days." Until I get a warrant, in which case then I'm going to make it harder on you because you made it harder on me. So I'm going to interrupt your travel plans, and so you're going to sit your ass in a prison or wherever or detention center until I get the warrant, or someone cracks the phone open or whatever. And people don't want to deal with that, so they say, fine, you can look, go ahead, I'll unlock the phone, unlock the computer, so you can browse around inside it. Because they don't want to be held up.
Well,
I'm willing to bet you that's what it was. I bet you that's what happened here.
Wow.
There's more here. I don't want to get into it right now because there's a lot of good information. There's a lot of good stuff here we could talk about on the show. That's one story.
Yeah.
I just found a religious story that I thought would be a good one.
Okay.
For Friday night.
Okay. I've got a sidebar here. Okay. I've got a good couple of them also. Let's see what you got there. Well, let's get our tech story out of the way first, but I'll hold on to that religious story though, for right now. Ford disguised a man as a car seat to research self-driving. Didn't the guy do this on purpose to try to fool? There's this video that goes around. The guy pulls into like two restaurants. We talked about this before. He drives around, goes into the fast food places, and then just drives off because there's like nobody there. They don't see anybody at the wheel.
Yeah. I saw that one and I was like, that's kind of weird, but I don't know.
It is kind of weird. I mean,
sorry. I saw it, but I go like, it's not really.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just like.
Yeah.
Now there's a battery-free cell phone that runs on light and radio waves. I think we talked about this. Apparently, there's a new phone that's being developed where it doesn't require batteries and it doesn't require any. Oh, it doesn't require a battery to run. I mean, it's not like like an iPhone or anything like that. But it's
it's battery free, but it has a battery. I'm sorry.
Well, it runs on light and radio waves. Basically, it just picks up the light and it runs off of that. So you don't have to have a battery for it. Here, let me grab the link here. And I'll put it in the chat bar.
I have it open here.
Okay.
For myself.
So. All right.
Matt might want it.
All right, hold on a second there.
Is this like the shake radio battery flashlight thing?
I don't know. let's see here. Well, let me look at here. It says here. It can sip power from its surroundings, allowing you to make calls without ever having to charge your phone. This wild cell phone is part of a Google facility research program to receive 3 U.S. National Service Foundation grants, a total investment of about $2 million. And for that money, its creator, Vesam Tala, built a single board. I got to get to the story here. I'm waiting for the page to load. Come on.
This sounds like a startup. This sounds like...
It does sound like a startup.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right. It sounds like a startup. Here we go. I heard about this like last month. There we go. Here we go.
Solar cells on roads.
Yeah. It says it's built a single board cell phone that can make regular calls. God damn it. Really? Really, TechCrunch? You don't fucking cover up the area where you're reading. Son of a bitch. All right. It can make regular phone calls. You can connect to emergency services. The team is commercializing the product at Jiva Wireless. According to the IEEE, this thing can even make Skype calls. The phone receives power from sunlight or RF waves sent from a nearby base station, a fixed point of communication for customer cellular phones on a carrier network with a technique called backscattering. The phone can make voice call by modifying and reflecting the same waves back to the base station. We also made Skype calls, voice calls, proving that the prototype made of commercial off-the-shelf components can communicate with a base station and applications like Skype. The consumers only 3 microwatts of power, which is about 10,000 times less than what is currently a smartphone consumes. Because the technology doesn't require much in the way of charging cell towers, Tela believes that cell phones could easily add this feature in the future, which means you could make a call even on a dead phone. Tela is also planning to add...
You could already do that.
Yeah. Well, but... yeah, sort of. I mean, if the battery is dead, you can't make any calls, but I'm saying...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Never mind. I get that.
Okay. Tela is also planning to add an e-ink display, which means you easily, feasibly do basic smartphone functions on your battery-less phone. The current model, it costs as little as a dollar to produce, which makes excellent for developing countries.
Okay.
I saw this like last week. It looked interesting.
That is interesting. No,
Let's see here. I'm going to go on the next page here. I'm on page 2. Let's see here. Judge rules Uber has to turn over the due diligence report to Waymo. Don't care. Apple Watch Series 3, hands on. Yay. Appetus scores 55 million. It closes on an IPO. Don't care. iPhone X face racial security and privacy questions. That just came out. The new iPhone X came out the other day.
They're calling it the X.
Yeah, they're calling it the X. They have the 8. It's the 10, iPhone 10. But they're calling it iPhone X, actually. They're just saying X. They're not saying 10.
I thought iPhone 8 was the X.
No. They have a iPhone 8. That's a new one. They had I have a 6. I have a 6 Plus. Yeah. And then they went to the 7, which was a year or so ago. And then this year they put out an 8, and then they skipped 9 altogether and went right to 10 because it's the anniversary phone. That's why.
Right.
Thing costs $1,000.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. So there's people that are talking about raising a lot of security questions because it's always scanning your face.
I don't think I'd want it scanning my face. It might break.
I was just going to say, never mind. I was going to say something really dirty. Really dirty.
Sir, why does your screen keep breaking? I keep looking at it.
No, I was going to say, just think it, because it sends out these little dots and onto your face. You can't even see it. It's like it's mapping your face. So right. All the time. So I was like, I was thinking of it as like, you know, the money shot. Think of it as a money shot from your phone. Anyway. Let's see here. This is kind of interesting. 56.6 million U.S. consumers go without pay TV this year as cord cutters accelerates. Bad news for traditional pay TV. Cord cutting is accelerating at a pace faster than previously estimated. According to the new industry report from eMarketer, there will be 22.2 million cord cutters ages 18 and older this year, a figure that's 33.2% up over 2016. The firm said its revised forecast as the pace of cord cutting increased. More people are switching to YouTube. You know? And
you know, if you're doing YouTube TV, that's still going to cost you like $35 or whatever.
Well,
it's a lot cheaper than cable, but
yeah. But I mean, you're not doing that's YouTube Red. I'm talking like just the free YouTube. People are going to like free services and whatnot, or you can do some Hulu free. You can't do Netflix for free, but I mean, people are downloading their content from, you know, wherever, and they're putting it on their phones or their iPads or their Android devices, and they're watching it there, and they're not watching it in the living room anymore.
Right.
I kind of do that. I don't watch it. Usually, I don't watch a show on the day it premieres. I watch it like the next day, so this way I can get it from other. I get it from other sources. I'm not going to say where. But I get it from other sources, and I still broadcast it to my TV, but I got control over that shit. I pause it, and I can back it up, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, in a matter of fashion, I mean, if I wanted to, I could have it go to my own phone, and if I wanted to, instead of going to the computer, it's really no different. I'm just having it going to my Apple TV's picking it up. So,
well, what's nice about what I have Comcast, and I have also have Netflix, so I can stream Netflix on my TV through Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
All I got to do is put in my password, and I'm good to go.
Right, and you could probably do it with the right app. You could do it right to your phone too.
Yeah, I'm sure I could. I mean, I don't, but
oh no, you can. Yeah, absolutely, you can. Let's see here. Previously, I believe there would only be 15.4 million cord cutters in the U.S. And additionally, so-called cord nevers, meaning those consumers who never choose to subscribe to traditional cable or satellite in the first place, is growing too. While the pace is growing, the pace of that growth is slower, a more modest 5.8% this year. The total number of cord nevers is higher. eMarketer said that they will be 34.4 million U.S. adult cord nevers in 2017. It's an interesting story. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to take that one, but it's an interesting story.
No, my dad has never gotten cable. He refuses to get it.
Well, this is something. Facebook is testing Bonfire group video chat as app and in Messenger. So they're going to go. See, a while back, Facebook had bought Skype or the rights to Skype. And they had, or not the rights, but at least they're leasing it anyway. And they were using it inside their chat windows and whatnot. But I guess they're looking like they're going to a different app now.
Bonfire is what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Bonfire. Bonfire.
Okay.
It gives users special effects similar to those like you'd find in Instagram and Snapchat. But upon hands-on testing, TechCrunch has learned Bonfire also lets users join chat straight from Messenger without downloading Bonfire itself. So you don't necessarily have to have the app. You can just go right into it. So probably from the webpage or whatever. So
yeah.
Well, here's another thing here. Facebook bans monetization of violence, porn, and drugs and hate. So I didn't know you could monetize things on Facebook.
Neither did I.
I think, Matt, did you accidentally mute Connie? Because I think I saw you said you muted her. Yeah, you muted her.
No, I'm not.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well,
I'm hearing echoes.
Okay.
I was hearing myself echoing.
Oh, that's the Hangout. That's the Hangout.
Oh, okay.
It does that occasionally. I don't know why. It's just bizarre.
Damn Hangouts.
I know. I'm going to go one more page in. I'm not finding anything here on this site.
Just shared a HuffPo thing.
Okay, let me take a look. Oh, that's the Twitter Tedpord Cruise. We could bundle this one into the top story.
Okay.
Because going back to that story for just a minute, there was Reality Kings offered Ted Cruz a free subscription. All they had to do was just tweet at him, you know, just DM us, and you will get you a free subscription. And I had heard that there's that woman that looks kind of like Ted Cruz in drag. They were offering her a role in porn to do a porn movie. I'm like, oh, why would anybody want to watch that? let's see here. Wow. A lot of iPhone 10 stuff. No reason why I wouldn't. Let's see here. Modular self-healing robot swarms are definitely a great idea. Apple's LTE watch could be a wearable watershed moment. Hold on a moment, please. Go ahead. You guys can talk for a moment. I've got company. One moment, please.
Hey.
Yeah, I got to step away for a minute. I got to go do something real quick.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm back. That moment of silence you've had has been brought to you by the Rand Corporation. I have no idea.
Other than the satellite over Saturn that had its death knell, I really don't have anything for tech.
Okay, did you have a link for that one?
Because
I remember that was supposed to be a thing that's supposed to be going on. I didn't see that. in my listing here.
Yeah, and I need Joe. I need Joe. And I do not have an actual link for that because, again, it's out of my ken. Burp. And we're bogging down on the tech story. I'm sorry. I just hate how everything is about phones. And
yeah, I know. Well, everything's right now is about the phone.
Yeah.
And or that Obama took my phones, which wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Cassini satellite approaching Saturn.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's already done its little spiral into the planet or something. The Trump administration suit over smartphones is basically the big thing. Let's see. I'm looking on Gizmodo, which is more about games and stuff. Oh, new Hellboy. Yeah, you know what the various faces.
Yeah, it was going through the rings and whatnot. I don't know when it was supposed to go. It says Cassini Death Knife will protect two possible life supporting Saturn moons.
Yeah.
This came out from space.com.
Okay. Let me just back out of everything else here.
The Cassini probe is running out of fuel, so its historic mission is looming regardless. Controllers are steering the Cassini to a fiery demise in Saturn's crowds Friday morning, September 15th. So by the time we air it, it'll already have been plunged into the...
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, again, that's, if you look at Cassini, I have a bunch of things popping up. It just depends on which source you wanted to use, if you want to use this story. But evidently it's taken some amazing images of Saturn.
Yeah, it took a lot of new images that we didn't realize were there. And from what I understand, and now we've got more questions than we have answers for now.
The newest one popping up is CNN 1 hour ago. 13-year Saturn mission ends on Friday. There's one from Vox and one from The Verge. If we want to cover this, so.
Okay. It might be a good second story.
Wait, there's two?
Yeah, let's do two.
Okay. Well, I would vote Cassini for the second one, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, let's do the Cassini for a second one. What is the other text page you would go to?
Well, IO9 and Gizmodo, but I was already on there. Oh, pardon me. Let's see. IO9, Science, TechCrunch, Science News. Of course, most other news sources. And then Gizmodo. Most other news sources have science, but Gizmodo is the other one that we always went to. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, here is something. Martin Shekel, or Shekreel, whatever the guy's name is, the guy that made everybody's EpiPens jump from like $40 to $400.
He should be stung by 1,000 times by bees.
Mm-hmm. Well, this just popped up. Apparently, he got himself thrown in jail ahead of schedule. Yeah, so that's a thing.
2 years two years too late. How about that?
Yeah, 2 years too late. There's the link. It just popped up like 4 minutes ago.
You know, if you're on Gizmodo, I have it.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I got it from. It's from Gizmodo. I sent it out so Matt could follow too.
Sure.
That picture of him, he looks just like a total jackass.
Can we just throw a Joker mask on him?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. He made a post earlier September whilst waiting for a sentence for his fraud case, which he could face up to 20 years in prison. He does not need to apologize to me, Matt. Matt Cicino said he should have apologized to the government, the Secret Service, and Hillary Clinton. The fact is he continues to remain unaware of inappropriateness of his actions or words demonstrates to me that his creating ongoing risk to the community, the judge added. His solicitation of assault that is not protected by the First Amendment. Per post, when prosecutors moved to have Shekel's bail revoked, he took to Facebook to write, "Lol, Hillary Clinton presumptive agents are hard at work. It was just a prank, bro. But still, lock her up. Spend your resources investigating her, not me." Jesus Christ. Wow. Just wow.
You know what? Between this asshole and Trump, what have we done to encourage this kind of idiocracy and total lack of humanity?
I wish I knew.
To be in charge of governments and businesses and stuff. You know what? This guy and Trump should both be in jail and sharing a fucking cell.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about the money. It's, you know, show me the fucking money. And guess what? You know, and they have ruined, and they continue to ruin people's lives. It's like we don't go ahead and say, look, what they did, we can have takes backsies. We can't. They're psychotics in charge of corporations and the government. It's this should be number one.
Okay, all right. Let's do this one for our number one then.
And let's just give him attention, which is what he wants. Which I'm like, erg.
If you scroll down a little bit, it says every room in my house needs a voice tracking licorice launching catapult. That'd be a nice. He's got this little robot. It just literally throws licorice at him when he calls for it. It finds him where he's at. It's made of wood, of all things, and it shoots and it fires a licorice stick at him.
Wait, is it red vines? Is it red vines or is it
I don't know. It just says licorice. I think it's red vines.
Better be red vines.
Yeah, if there are black vines, he deserves all the hate he gets.
Not red vines. Oh, I'm saying red vines, not Twizzlers.
Yeah. Oh.
It would be funny if it poked him in the eye.
Yeah. Well, he catches it with his hand. I mean, this thing's loaded up to like. It's funny. Okay, all right, a little bit more on this real quick here. I'm going to kind of harp on this for just a second more. Apparently that guy that drove around to places as a self-driving car to the restaurants or whatnot to get people's laughs, apparently Ford funded him to drive around in a costume to do this, to see how people would react to self-driving cars. I just wanted to throw that out there. So his prank is paying off in more ways than one.
Go ahead and let Matt know about this.
God. Oh,
God. I'm serious because he wasn't here, and we have four stories.
Yeah. All right. All right. Now we're not going to cover this, but this is just for your own entertainment, there, Matt.
Okay.
There you go.
I see it.
That's just for your own entertainment.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be, because if he wants to talk about it, we will.
Okay, well, we could do that too.
Ford funded that weirdo in a car seat costume who pretended to be a self-driving car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the video of him putting the thing out where his, oh, wow.
Yeah.
He got paid for it?
And he's getting paid to do this. Before, he would do this before as a prank. He tore out a seat of a car. And mm-hmm. he would drive to restaurants, and he'd go up to the window, and the people, and it would be a camera hidden inside the car, and the people would get this weird look, like, what's going on? And some people freaked the fuck out, like they was like they thought it was like a ghost. It's like, oh my god, it's a ghost car, and they'd freak out.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure if I was at a fast food restaurant, and somebody came through the drive-thru like that, I'd probably freak out too.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
so he was doing this as a prank for years and doing videos on this. And apparently now he's being paid by Ford to go around and drive around as a self-driving car. And they'd record, they're recording the reactions of people around them to see how they would react to seeing a car driving around by itself.
People chasing after it. Hey, there's nobody in the car.
Well, I mean, if this was done, I don't know, 20 years ago, since we didn't have self-driving cars and that wasn't a thing or a concept, someone right. was doing something like that, that would probably be a thing. People would be chasing it down with cop cars or whatnot, mm-hmm. trying to stop it, you know, or shooting at it to try to pull out the tires, you know, because they're afraid that the car's running wild or something. So
it reminds me of an episode of Cops where a car was... out of control. It was just spinning around in reverse.
Yeah, I've seen that video. I've seen that video. I know what you're talking
and the
about.
The cops are trying to stop the car, and they broke the window, and I guess one of the officers managed to get in the car.
Yeah.
And stop it.
Yeah, he jumped. Yeah, he jumped right. He got in the middle of one of the loops, and he was able to jump through the window at that point.
Yeah.
He was very lucky. He didn't. Get run over by the tires or anything like that.
It was an old car too. I mean, I can't remember what kind of car it was.
I think it was
a big car.
Yeah, it was a big car. It was a big boat of a car.
Yeah, and hate to get run over by that thing.
No shit. Yeah. So yeah. But anyway. Are doing the Cassini death launch for our top story, for our top tech story, and our second story is your Cassini death is second story. Sorry, and Martin Schickel gets.
I was going to say the EpiPen guy is the top story.
Right, right.
But we have the Cassini Saturn probe. Death spiral.
Right.
We have the Trump administration sued over smartphone search, and we have Ford funding the self-driving car guy as a second story.
You got three stories there.
As a second, yeah.
Yeah.
So the first is the EpiPen guy.
I think the EpiPen guy should get the top tech story there.
No, that is.
Okay.
I think we were already.
You're right. We're trying to decide what should be the second one.
What should be the second?
Okay. The Cassini death probe. Or the
Trump administration sued over smartphone search and Ford self-driving car guy. Car guy was funded.
The car guy there, I think we could use that one for like a Not the Onion, actually.
Oh, that's a good point. Let me just make that. No, if that's okay with Matt. So that's a D story. Okay.
That's fine.
So it's between Cassini and Trump.
You know what? Let's do the Trump story. I think that's a little bit more important story.
Okay. Got it.
All right, we're going to the Trump story and an EpiPen guy.
Okay.
Okay.
So religion.
Now religion. Okay. All right. Matt, you got something from the secular web here. After school, Satan Club lets test the boundaries between church and state. Is that the one you sent?
Yeah, but that's not the link. I screwed up. The ones on the link is underneath that.
It says the permanent. You where it says permanent link?
Not the permanent link. Where is that?
It's a, it says on the page. It says there's a permanent link. I don't know. Oh, it's the same.
It's under. I see where I said. Here's a good religious story about Friday for Friday night. It's the one below that.
San Francisco, local public radio.
I'm yeah. not seeing
After
it.
School Satan Club.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Got it.
All right.
All right. It's loading up now.
Testing the limits.
Okay, there you go.
I thought it was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, that is interesting.
And actually, this is in your neck of the woods. It's an elementary school in Tacoma, Washington.
Woohoo!
All right.
Oh, yeah. Point Defiance. I know that place.
Yeah, it's an elementary school, and it's in Tacoma, Washington, and also had the opportunity to join an after-school Satan club.
I'm loving this.
Wow.
Portrayed through most history as the evil means of nemesis of humanity, a new movement sees Satan as more of a literary symbol and of a rebellion than a scriptural prince of darkness. Dun-dun-dun. These modern-day Satanists are trying to fight what they see as an encroachment of evangelical Christianity in places where it says it doesn't belong, such as public schools. Good for them. Last year, the Satanists ignited the debate of who gets to decide what religion is and isn't a place of faith in public schools. Nice. I like this. I really like this.
I'm surprised they're actually allowing that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Washington State is a little bit, at least on this side of the Cascade, which is the west side. Yeah, there's some other enclaves of Wiccans and pagans and everything. It's a lot more touchy feely.
And
we were talking earlier about Spokane. East of the Cascades, east of the mountains that run through Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much a GOP, you know.
Right.
So anyway. This is awesome.
Yeah, I like this. And you know what? I've got the. I'll have to find the song, but I've got a. I can make a clip for this one. I just gotta find the right point in the song for this one. Yeah, let's do this. We'll do this one.
This is really awesome.
Yeah, I like this. We'll do this one as a top. We'll do this as a top story. I've got another story here. If I got to find my stories now, I had another one here. Okay, here we go. Let me post this in the chat room here. There you go. Study, religious and superstitious people struggle to understand the physical world. Who needed anybody to tell us anybody that? People who believe in God or supernatural don't quite understand the physical world, claims a new study from researchers at the University of Helsinki. The Finnish scientist also concluded that that not only did they not understand nature and the biological world clearly, religious people tended to anthropomorphize, I can't even say that word, ascribing human qualities like feeling to inanimate objects such as rocks, wind, and the like. They would agree with the statements like, stones sense the cold. Oh my God, I was on my way into work, and they were talking on Coast to Coast about shit like this, where this guy was making all this weird shit up. I'm like, he's talking about, these spirits, and animals can see these spirits, and children can see these spirits and whatnot. And I'm like, and I was like, oh, my God, you just, it's just so much stupid. So.
Well, it's, I can't, when animals are fleeing from something and people want to try and make it seem like, oh yeah, there's something about the spirits. Again, I don't want to hate on people who say that, but at the same time, I'm like, well, unless you can communicate with an animal,
mm-hmm.
And she can speak dog or cat or fox or something. No, you don't know what they're thinking and what they're reacting to. It just might be.
Right. Yeah, this guy was saying there was this puppy who apparently had a bad spirit in it because it was having a hard time sleeping. So it had a bad spirit in it. And then he did something and he got the bad spirit out of the puppy and the puppy's like happy now. It's like, you think that maybe the fact is that it's a dog and the fact is that, you know, these animals, they, when they're young, they don't, maybe not sleep well because they're, you know, they're away from their mother for the first time, perhaps, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. It, wow.
This makes a good, this would make a good second story, I think.
Sure. So I guess my cat has a devil inside her or something.
Yeah. Well, cats are all demons. Everybody knows that. Cats have all demons in them.
Oh, yeah.
My female cat is the leader of the demons.
See? So. See? Connie, Miss Cat Lady here, she knows.
Yes, I do. And I bow to her every day. And say, whatever you want.
She runs the household, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't eat me. She says, only if you die, which I might make happen or not. Anyway.
Your cat's plotting to kill you.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Oh, she needs to
sleep with one eye open.
That's why all the male cats sit around, sleep around me. It's like, don't leave us with her. She's crazy. Oh, God, she's listening to me outside the window right now. I know it.
She's going to go, oh, yeah. Wait till you get off the air. I got a surprise in your shoe later.
You say round is a shape. I know you're shaming me because I'm fat.
Yeah, it reminds me. Did anybody ever watch that show, Friends?
Yes.
Off and on. Not all. I don't think I've sat through a single episode, though.
There's one episode where Rachel gets a cat.
Yes.
It's one of those furless cats.
Yes, the hairless cats.
Yeah, and she thinks it's possessed because she thought that she heard the cat call her name saying, Rachel.
Oh, my God. Really?
It's a hysterical episode. I mean, oh. You have to see it.
Yeah.
And then she ends up giving it to Gunther, the guy that works at the coffee house.
Yes. Oh, God. Like,
this cat is possessed. Or something like that. You know?
Yep. Oh, God. Yeah. Good episode. Good episode.
Okay, let's do this one for our second story. Let's do this one for our second religious story.
Got it.
Okay, now we've got. Do we have a? We do have still not the onion, don't we? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, the Ford. The
Ford guy. Sale. All right, we'll do him. We'll do him for the Ford. We'll do the Ford guy for our onion story. And we'll move on from there. All right, let's get our religious icon.
Unbelievable deity.
Yeah, unbelievable deity. Oh, and I'm in the wrong window. God damn it, I'm in the wrong window. All right.
It's not my fault.
No, it was my fault. I'm in... going to godchecker.com.
And my daughter's talking way too loud.
I can't hear her. It's fine.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, let's see. I'm just going to go, let's see what today's god is, because sometimes it's Indra, supreme god of the Indian mythology.
There's a new god every day?
Yeah, they have a new god. Today's god, yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, who are we featuring today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Deva, leader of supreme ruler of the Vedic gods. He's a supreme superstar deity in charge of war, storms, fighting. He also invented the curious practice of drinking water. Well, thank you, Indra. Now I know I can drink water because of you. Thank you.
Oh, God. For some reason... Okay, sorry. For some reason, my internet is locked up here.
Okay.
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, but I'm tracking and logging the website, so...
Oh, okay. As a supreme leader in the gods, he is honored and admired. He rides a white elephant and runs his affairs from the world's only portable heaven, patent pending. However, like Zeus and many of the top gods, he has a tendency to abuse his position, indulging wayward behavior such as sexual naughtiness and alcoholism. When it comes to drinks, when it comes to the drink, he prefers the hard stuff, guzzling huge quantities of potent soma, which seems to set him off with thunderbolts. I drink soma and I get all thunderbolty too.
Yeah, me too.
He drinks so much his elephant would probably be pink by now. Oh, God. Oh. Let's see here. Oh, they got a nice picture of him too. He looks like Uncle Charlie. It's a male deity in charge of everything, supreme everything. No feast day, no celebration. He's supposed to be good and quite approachable.
Sorry for my frustration.
That's okay. I understand.
I'll be right back.
Sure. He has a very naughty fling with his wife.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, wait a second. After a very naughty fling with Gautama Marashiar, beautiful wife... somebody else's deity's wife. Okay. He had a fling with somebody else's wife. Okay. Indra was punished with the embarrassing curse. First, he lost his testicles.
Ouch.
And then his body was covered with hundreds of tiny vaginas. What? To avoid shame, he tells everyone their eyes, which explains his nickname, Indra the Thousand Eyed.
Oh, my God.
We haven't actually... Our disclaimer... We haven't actually seen or counted all the vaginas. There are some limitations to God Checker's duties. Oh, my God. let's do this guy. Let's do this guy. This is just too funny.
What do you have? Vaginas on you?
Those are eyes. They're not vaginas.
Those are just eyes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And that is... okay.
Yeah.
You thought you heard and seen it all.
Just when it comes up. Yeah.
That was funny.
Oh wow. Okay. Let's do this guy because this is just too funny.
You slept with his wife. Oh.
Yeah. That. That's a hell of a punishment.
Yeah.
If. I can't even imagine. All right. You get caught cheating, and your punishment is have 1,000 vaginas all over your body. I wouldn't ever leave the house. I would go, all right, I'm set for life now.
Hey, then you can go use the dildo and go fuck yourself.
Every time, everywhere. Doesn't matter where I was pointing it, I'd be fucking myself.
I guess I'll use this one today.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we got warp minds, don't we?
Yes, we do. We are definitely warped on this show.
Oh man, oh, I needed a good laugh.
Yeah, this is let's go with him for our unbelievable deity.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Oh. This one definitely takes the cake.
Yeah. He definitely.
Right, I'm sorry, but I cannot access the online thing for whatever reason right now.
Okay.
So, what is the name of the deity?
Indra, I N D R A.
There's I N D R A.
Yeah, over at God Checker. You can't access the chat window.
For whatever reason, God Check is not opening up for me.
Oh, okay.
But I still have internet, so.
Okay.
I will do what I can. If I can't. Drop it, then I'll ask you to do that.
Sure, I'll just do it now. Actually, I'll tell you what. I'll just do it now.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'll just. You got the other ones, right?
Yes, I have all the other links.
Okay,
so.
All right, then I'll drop our deity of the of the
so
month.
Much.
Sure. Yeah, Indra, this guy. Oh, this is hilarious. I don't know if you were able to listen to us when we were talking about this. This is.
Oh, I was out there. I'm sorry. I was out there trying to figure out what was happening.
Oh, sure. No worries. No worries. This is hilarious. This guy is just. This is just a.
Well, you know, most deities are.
Yeah.
Oh, those deities.
Yeah, this one is in a class all by himself. Quite literally.
In more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
Times it by a thousand.
By a thousand.
Well, then.
Trust me.
The eyes have it.
The eyes have it.
Oh, God.
It depends on the eye. If you want to call them eyes, you want to call them vages. Matt's going to be giggling all night long now. He's going to be going to bed. He tried to go to sleep, and he's going to go, the eyes have. He's going to start giggling like a school kid.
I'll be laughing in my sleep, probably.
Uh-huh.
Or either that or I'll have nightmares about it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, well, there's that, too.
I'll have these dreams about these eyes looking at me.
You looking at me?
All those veggies are looking at you.
I'm walking here.
Let's see here. I gotta find it now.
Oh my god.
Oh, what the hell? Everything's all mixed up. There we go. All right, there we go. For some reason, everything was all messed around here. Okay.
So this is an Indian.
Yeah, it's an Indian god or deity.
Yes, he works at the local 7-Eleven too.
Now we're going to get emails.
Oops, sorry.
You lied to me in song. I do.
I meant Dunkin' Donuts.
Now we're going to get twice as many emails. Thanks, Matt. I got to rename that file. But it's in there now. Oh man! Oh, I just put the name on. I didn't put the date. God damn it! I knew I screwed that up. See, what's the date for Friday? By the way.
15th.
Thank you.
09/15/17.
Thank you. Ouch. Ow. Oh, I gotta get these headphones off my face. Off my ears, anyway. They're starting to hurt. So we gotta wrap this up. All right.
You got new headphones?
No, it's the same old headphones. They just hurt my ears, that's all.
Oh.
Problem is, I've got a small head. Everything's all compact, so I gotta put these headphones, like, real tight on my head so they don't flop around. Anyway, all right, I think we've got everything, so.
Yep, seems like.
Okay, if you'd like to make a donation to the show, go to paypal.me/packetpokes at preferred, and make a donation for a dollar or more or whatever. And or if you want to go to Patreon, there's a per monthly episode charge on there. This episode does not get charged on you, so it's not charged three times a week. It's only charged twice a week. So you've got that going for you. So I'm not going to charge anybody for the staff meetings. This is just us, you know, being goofy and stupid and having a good time while we're trying to find stuff to talk about to entertain you guys. So we're not going to charge you for that. So go to patreon.com/packetpokeset for a donation there, or the paypal.me/packetpokeset. And we will see you all on Friday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.